This call is being recorded.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for joining us on our quarterly results teleconference. It's hard to say results, I guess, because it's there's no financial results really to speak of. However, it does provide us with a good opportunity to give our shareholders and those interested parties dialing in an update on activities and progress and a bit of an outlook on the next steps for our business and our projects. So we'll start with a short introduction. We'll do a summary of recent activities over the last quarter, provide a summary of project status, talk about the next steps, what you can expect to hear or see from us this fall into the end of the year. And of course, at the end, we'll talk about financing. Financing is probably the biggest subject on everyone's mind these days, as it is for us. So we'll hit the financing at the end, followed by some questions that we've received from interested shareholders. So thanks everyone for dialing in. By way of introductions, Paul introduced me. My name is Mike Ferguson. I'm the president and CEO of the company. We have on the line with us Rob Thuray, our CFO, and Deb Morsky, our VP of Corporate Services. I'm not sure if all of the directors are on the call with us or not here today, but the directors of the company, other than myself, are Cal Redlich from London, England, Paul Martin from Regina, Saskatchewan, and Mike Mueller from Toronto, Ontario. So we'll jump right into a summary of recent activities. I'll start with the new director. The last name you heard was Michael Mueller. Mike joined the board of directors, you may have seen in a news release in mid-July. We welcome Mike to the board. We're excited to have Mike working with us. He brings a strong background in corporate finance and public company governance. He was until recently the chairman of the Public Service Pension Investment Board, fund with over $150 billion assets under management. He knows the corporate finance world very well, and we look forward to his participation with us as we complete our financing for this first project and begin to build the company into an operating entity. The other little piece of news, of course, is the environmental determination. You may also have read about that in a news release recently. The Vanguard 1 project received its a determination from the Saskatchewan Environment of, quote, not a development, unquote. The word determination is a key word. That's a word that's used in the legislation in Saskatchewan. And the awkward term of not a development is also a key term in that being determined to be not a development means that the project, the environmental assessment work done on the project to date is sufficient to allow the project to proceed to construction licensing. While this determination was expected by us internally, it took some time to achieve, and it's the result of a very significant level of effort on behalf of GenSource and its environmental consultant. We celebrate this determination because it's a first for any potash project. The determination supports GenSource's assertion that the Vanguard 1 project represents a significant step forward in environmentally responsible potash production. No tailings, no brine ponds, very little environmental impact. Those are the key items that allowed for the determination of not a development from Sask Environment. We're excited about that and ready to move forward into the construction process past now the environmental assessment process. Just recently, you may have seen a news release with respect to land acquisition. We've now acquired the land base. It's a little over 200 acres in total that will be the future home for Vanguard 1. Having a home is an important item for all of us, but particularly for a project. We're very pleased to have acquired our first choice of land package for Vanguard 1. This particular package provides a very efficient plant site layout with respect to road and rail infrastructure. It was our first choice of all the land packages that that were available, that we investigated various layouts for the project. So we're excited that this most efficient layout is now under our control, and we can start making our plans for construction at the one specific location. Hopefully we'll, in the coming months, we'll end up with Home of Vanguard 1 signs up that you may see if you're driving by Tegaski. Next item we'd like to touch on is project status. And the first point of that is a reminder that we're developing the first project. We call it Vanguard 1 to suit the definitive take-or-pay offtake agreement that was executed several months ago with a large U.S.-based diversified ag company. That offtaker will purchase 100% of the product from Vanguard 1 for a period of 10 years. It's fundamentally our model to only pursue production in response to an offtake agreement where that product is pre-sold. So now that the offtake agreement is in place, the product is pre-sold, it now becomes possible to finance and construct a project to suit that need or to fill that need for product. Since the offtaker will move the product into the U.S. market, some additional engineering has been completed to make minor changes to the project, which will allow the product produced to meet specifications required for the U.S. market. Different markets around the world have slightly varying requirements for granular size and color. So we've made those changes to the project to allow this product to be accepted into the U.S. marketplace. As we talked about just a moment ago, the project plant site is confirmed. Land package has been acquired. It's a very key step. The project cannot be constructed without a land base, and all required land is now in place for the project. With the environmental assessment determination received in August, the project is ready for detailed engineering and procurement. The environmental determination, which provides the project with its environmental approval, is not only an important project development milestone, it's also a key item for the financial institutions as they work their way through their due diligence lists. All parties looking at this need to understand that the project is approved. It's passed its licensing and environmental approval steps. Another item of work going on within the project is some dissolution test work. We're in the midst of some lab scale dissolution testing on selected core samples from our last drilling program. The results will provide further definition of the dissolution speed and efficiencies and validate industry data and factors that are used in the design of the caverns. It's exciting to see the selective dissolution at work in the initial testing. Another item ongoing is cavern modeling. GenSource is employing cutting-edge computer modeling of its solution mining caverns. We're working on modeling the actual dissolution kinematics to try to understand the initial and final physical shapes of the caverns as they develop and their ultimate size and shape before they're complete with mining. The model will be compared to real-world data that we collect as the caverns are being developed, and that will help tune the model so that we can eventually construct a computer model that accurately shows how the caverns developed over time. And in addition, the modeling will provide a good prediction of cavern temperatures throughout its lifetime and at different locations within the cavern. Temperature is a key driver of how quickly and how efficiently the dissolution happens between the brine and the actual ore zone itself. Next step within the project now is financing, followed by construction. So if we looked ahead now to this fall, the next steps for the next quarter, first off, offtake agreements are in discussions with a group, as we've disclosed previously, to move product into Brazil as part of a second project. GenSource recently attended meetings at a fertilizer conference where it received significant interest in additional offtake commitments not only to the United States and Brazil, but also overseas. This interest validates our basic business model that implies current customers are unhappy with the state of their existing supply chains in potash. We were honestly surprised at the level of interest that is starting to be generated in what we're doing with small scale, bite-sized production tonnages to be supplied or to be offered to existing customers out there. It's a new approach to the supply chain. Also this fall, we'll be starting to do a little drilling. This fall, we'll drill one exploration well to expand and improve upon the overall resource and reserve situation in the Vanguard area. A drill rig has been contracted and is being mobilized to the site as we speak. This week should see the beginning of the well site construction activity, and the drill rig will show up, be erected, and start its work in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We look forward to further news on this in the coming months. We'll keep our shareholders apprised of the results of that program as it develops. Finally, this fall, of course, the key item for Vanguard 1 is project financing. So on that note, I'll turn the microphone over to Rob, who will start a bit of a discussion on project financing status and the path forward. Rob?
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Mike, for the introduction and summary. As mentioned by Mike, that in order for us to move forwards with full-scale engineering and in a equipment procurement, which is basically buying equipment, long lead items that need to be built for the facility, we need to complete a comprehensive financial package that is committed directly to the project. And to that end, I'm very happy to report that we've attracted considerable interest from conventional institutions that we had mentioned in our last call. We have two or three outstanding MOUs for part of the financial structure. We've also had quite a large uptake and very good interest from large infrastructure finance companies. So these would be very large institutional infrastructure companies whose clients are essentially pension plans. That's very exciting and is part of the development plan that we were hoping for as it relates to financing. Our goal has always been to, we've always viewed ourselves as an infrastructure type of project, whereby the continuous supply and steady stream of monetizing potash becomes more and more like less like a mining facility and more like a utility. And we are getting some very good headway in that regard and some very good consideration. Are happy to report as well that our U.S. offtake partner has not only committed to support the project from a capital perspective, they will be looking to become a capital investor in the project, but additionally, they've graciously accompanied GenSource, the finance team, to meet with the institutions and the banks, the capital groups that we've been talking to. So they've actually been part of the project financing process, which is very, very important, because what they're able to do is to articulate very clearly and very concisely the value proposition that GenSource brings to their overall business line, and how GenSource will fit in as part of the future development of the company and its growth within the U.S. and abroad. So what we're doing is we're presenting as a team with a full business solution from the right from the potash fields of Saskatchewan, if you will, to the field farmer's field that's growing an underlying crop. It's a very powerful message, and very important, and it's been received very, very well from the financial entities that we've been talking with. It's important to remember that the capital structure that we're looking at, and we've talked about this in the past, is precedent setting. And because of the uniqueness of our business model, the uniqueness of our approach to extraction of potash, and quite honestly, the relationship that we have with our offtake partner, creates an opportunity for us to not only look outside conventional structures from a financial perspective, but also looking at ways and opportunities to increase the benefit, net benefit back to our shareholders. And that's what this is all about at the end of the day. We want to make sure that we have a clear and repeatable and appropriate financial structure that is good for our shareholders, but also for our offtake partner and for financial institutions that outside capital, if you will, that is looking at supporting the project. And the reason for this approach is, again, we want to make it repeatable, and we want to make it as anti-dilutive as possible for our shareholders, and make it as efficient as possible for execution on our next and upcoming facilities, whether it's expansion or whether it's an add-on to what we have going on already. All that being said, we're working hard side by side with our offtake partner to create not just any financial package that you would see, generally speaking, but one that's appropriate for everybody. And it's really quite exciting. We have a number of conversations going on that are quite detailed. They're challenging. They're making us think. They're making us work hard. And quite honestly, that's really appreciative from our perspective. We've learned a lot. And we are moving forwards quite nicely. The goal, again, is to have our financing package as soon as possible so that we can not only order equipment and do detailed engineering, but continuously drill out our caverns as soon as possible and get ourselves building the facility. Our offtake partner is as anxious as we are to get into the ground and take delivery of potash. And so with our combined efforts, it's quite exciting, and things are moving quite nicely from our perspective. I think that's it for me right now, Mike. Perhaps you can take it from here and entertain some of the questions that we've had sent in to us.
Thanks, Rob. We did have a number of questions that were emailed in from shareholders and or interested parties. Most of them, to be honest, were around financing for Vanguard One, and that's fully expected. That's the next and final milestone for Vanguard One that will launch it into construction and ultimately production. So we understand that's most people's main focus. It is ours as well. I hope that's clear by the messages that we send out. That's the single most important thing that's on the go right now. The summary that Rob provided with respect to project financing is about all we can say about the package at this time. We're not in a position to release names or numbers or terms at this point, but we are pursuing it with all of our efforts in conjunction with our offtake partner. And as Rob indicated, it's a very exciting time. Things are coming together. And similar to the environmental assessment process, we know that this will come together. Yes, it takes time. It takes a lot of effort, but we believe it's heading in the right direction and that it will come together. All efforts on Vanguard One. We can't, as we often say, have a Vanguard 2 or 3 without a 1. So the 1 is the most important and the focus for us at this point. We had another interesting question too about the second MOU that we signed last spring. We had announced the signing of two MOUs for offtake with two separate U.S.-based diversified ag companies. The one process accelerated very quickly and with determination from the offtaker and ourselves, and resulted in the definitive offtake agreement that we announced. And that's the offtake agreement that spawned the Vanguard 1 project, where that Vanguard 1 will produce product for. That first offtake, having reached the definitive agreement stage, caused the second group to slow down and sit back and wait, because the product from both MOUs would report to the U.S. market. I think the second offtaker potentially rightly felt that it would be best to let production come on in a staged, controlled sort of manner, rather than trying to do two projects at the same time, feeding product into the same market. So that made a lot of sense, and that effort is on the sidelines right now. We do have other MOUs being generated, as we've mentioned previously. For the first one up will likely be to put product into the Brazil market. That doesn't represent a market conflict, of course, with the U.S. market and the Western Canadian market. So we'll pursue that as our bandwidth permits us to. As I indicated previously, the Vanguard 1 being the main focus of everything that we do. That was really the end of the questions. As I indicated, most were on the financing side of things. So just to recap, this is a very exciting time for GenSource. We are getting very, very close to hitting the final milestone that will launch this project into construction. Several years ago, two or three, when we started the process for Vanguard, we identified a number of milestones stretching out years into the future. We've hit all of those milestones, not always within the timing we initially expected, but such is the way small public companies like ours have to proceed. But nonetheless, we have hit every milestone we've identified. The project has moved forward smoothly and efficiently, and we have now one final milestone to meet. And we have every confidence that that will come together, and we'll start our cavern drilling over the winter time and begin our detailed engineering. As Rob indicated, our offtaker is anxious also for the product. And if we can get going on the timelines that we hope, we hope to be into commissioning and first production in late 2020. That's the plan as it stands now, all dependent on the project financing piece. So we'll wrap up at that. Thank you once again for your interest and time to dial in. Please keep in touch. If you have any further questions, you can get a hold of us at the office or on email at any time. You'll hear from us as we go.
Sorry, Mike, it's Rob Thray here. Sorry to interrupt in your wrap up here. I just wanted to add, if I may, the potash market has changed or kind of morphed in the last while, specifically in the last 9 months to 12 months. We've seen price movements, very positive and very strong price movements upwards in the potash industry, and we're seeing continued expansion in consumption of potash, pretty much all fertilizers, which is a really quite a good sign. And I might add that with that comes, you know, that commodity price movement comes increased, how would you say, interest, and the dynamic becomes a little bit more, without saying competitive, it just becomes a little bit more dynamic, if you will. And I'd encourage everybody to have a look at or reach out to myself directly to understand where potash prices are and what the industry is seeing as a future. It's quite positive, very, very strong, and really quite exciting. So I just wanted to add that to the end of the message, and I look forward to any and all questions or comments. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob. No trouble. I'm glad you added that in. It is interesting to see the market dynamic that just supports further our business approach to help solve that. Again, thanks very much. We look forward to your comments and questions as they come up. Contact us at the office, and we'll keep in touch with news releases over the coming quarter. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.